Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach. Oh, yeah. Crunch those numbers. Crunch. Compound that interest.
Wow.
Interest. There we go. He's back. Todd Peach is back, first of the year as well. We're all feeling the pressure and everything else. But before we get into that, I mean, because, you know, you have holiday spending, you got to think about taxes. Steve, I noticed that Todd's got a little something for you over there.
This is a nice little red box here.
Oh, Todd, I always knew you'd bring in the red box.
We want to get Tatum off to the right start in life here. So.
Oh, little baby. Yeah. Little baby Tatum.
Oh, is there $1 million in here?
Yeah, that's how much it's going to cost you to send her to college.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
good call.
I have a question about that. Speaking of which.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, you know, you get to ask. Yeah.
All right. Well, first, ooh, it's a red box with some red paper.
Oh, very nice.
A little BECU onesie.
Oh, and it looks like a little blanket to go with it. Oh, that's
wow,
a nice
you guys
blanket.
Have baby items?
Huh? Yeah.
That is cool.
Todd goes, yeah, of course we do. We're credit union.
Says future BECU member.
Oh, that's adorable. That is really, that, I didn't even know you guys had stuff like that. That's actually really cool.
Yeah, we give it to actually our employees.
Do you have ones that say current BECU member so you can have matching shirts?
We can get you one.
See, Steve wants to be matching match with his kid for the rest of his life.
Okay, all right.
I don't care if she's 30. She's going to dress like her father.
Yeah. You and Danny are very much like that.
Thank you so much,
that.
Man. That's really cool.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And, of course,
she'll grow out of that really fast, but, yeah.
Well, that's how it goes. You know that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can never have too many onesies for these kids because they fly out of those.
So I have a question.
Yeah,
so well, Miles.
Well, oh, go right ahead. Do it.
And he was saying, oh, you got to make sure you take care of your daughter, do this, that. And something that he brought up, I'm clueless, and I know that I need to start thinking about this because I want to make sure that she can afford to go to college or at least have some money in her pocket when time comes that she's like 18 or 19 years old. And he said something about a 529.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I love about this?
Yeah.
What? We have talked about this so much in this show. I haven't even mentioned it to you. But if Miles tells you, you listen. Apparently, you're just wired not to listen to me.
Yes, once you speak, it's like peanuts. Right. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, Todd, maybe he'll listen to you and Miles at least.
Yes.
Jesus. He's like, I've never heard of such a thing. Is there a program out there that will allow you to save for college for your kids?
Miles said it.
How long have you been on this show? And you've mentioned this so many times, Todd.
I think we've been over 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
Well, when you don't have a kid, 529 has been around for over 10 years.
That's great. Okay, so you guys are 529 shaming me. That's awesome.
That's right.
But when I didn't have a kid, I didn't care.
Oh, all of a sudden it's different now.
Well, no crap.
That's true, though.
Like, why would I care about putting money aside for a kid if I don't have a kid?
You know what? I can't argue with that logic.
That's true. Yeah.
So, is there anything at all? Because I've never heard of such a thing because we've never talked about it.
Is there any mind shaming?
Yeah. What do you got for Steve?
I'm just trying. As one texter says, Steve's trying to take care of his chicken. Thank you.
That's right. I must take care of that chicken.
So the beauty of the 529 is your money goes into it and it grows tax-free so long as you use that for higher education. Oh, they're making some changes to it as well for other trade schools and different things. So go to savingforcollege.com. It's the website. It rates every 529 for every state. There certainly is a 529 for Washington State, but you're not limited by the Washington State plan. You can go to any other state as well.
I am so happy to hear that they're making it for trade schools, that they're making that move, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you can make such a great life for yourself if you go into the trades. And, you know, Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs and other stuff has been talking about that for years.
Yes.
And it's time that the government recognize that that is higher education. It is necessary work that we need. And you can have a great life being in that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, what if baby Tim says, I'm not going to college. I'm not going to trade school.
Yeah,
and she just cashed that money out.
I'm going to Blazes.
I'm going to Texas.
The worst case scenario is you pay a 10% penalty on the earnings, right? But you can transfer transfer that to another beneficiary. Mm. So maybe later on your grandpa Steve, and you want to give it to your grand, you could assign the beneficiary and change that beneficiary, or you could say you want to go back to school, you can assign it to yourself.
Oh, so like if she doesn't go, I'm like, I'm keeping the money, you dummy.
So there's no penalty as long as you transfer it to somebody else.
Another beneficiary.
And it just stays in there.
Yep.
It can be any beneficiary, like you said, a wife, a husband, or whatever, a kid, a grandkid.
Yep.
So, but you know, that's pretty cool to know that as long as you don't take that money out and there's a way to keep passing it along.
Yes.
Take care of y'all chicken.
Yeah. And it still grows, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
Yeah. So, no, the beauty of it is in the chance.
I'm glad Miles brought this up. Otherwise, I would have no idea that.
Miles is really, you know, he's got good information for you. The good thing somebody in your life tells you stuff.
But savingforcollege.com, I love the website. It'll explain all of it. It'll explain how they work, what you can use them for. It rates every state, how it works. And then just make it automatic, Steve. So maybe it's $25 a month. Maybe it's $50. Whatever it is. Just have it come out of your, go into your and put it in some nice equities, some stocks that have a lot of time to grow. And you'll be surprised what that looks like in, 18 years.
Nice. Oh, it's very, very nice. I mean, especially after the year we had this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, a lot of people are very happy with any type of savings that they had, any kind of, you know, portfolio or whatever that they had that was an interest-bearing situation. Yeah. That's not horrible.
Yeah. Stock market was on a roll.
It surely was.
Yeah.
Surprised the heck out of me.
But we know it's not going to do that every year, right?
No.
But we know on average we're 8 to 10% is what we can expect on average over the long run.
Yeah. And that's a wonderful thing. But, man, this is the kind of stuff you can learn, and this is why we love having Todd in from BECU.org. And don't forget, man, BECU is a credit union that does everything a bank does except actually do anything that would, you know, hurt you in seek of profit, because it's not about profit at BECU. It's about the members.
Yeah, and credit unions in general, BJ. I mean, I'll say that it's certainly BECU, but credit unions in general, we are not-for-profit organizations, and we exist for the members, and that's what we do. We do what's in their best interest.
And I can write checks, and you get the ATMs, and I can save money and do all the stuff a bank does.
It's a big myth is that we don't have access and convenience, and actually there's more access and convenience at credit unions than there is at banks because we work together.
If you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, guess what? You are eligible to be in BECU. Check them out, BECU.org. And, of course, we have Todd in frequently to talk about finances, and he gives you a lot of free advice. And BECU also has many free resources on hand to tell you what to do with your money in a smart way. That's another cool thing about you guys.
Yeah, go to your page too, BJ. We have some links up there. That savingforcollege.com link should be on your page as well.
Yeah, you go to KISW.com. You scroll down. You'll see Todd's smiling face on the banner. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So there's a question for you. Is it better to put money aside for a rainy day fund or put money towards high interest student loans?
I have to go with the rainy day fund first. We always want to fund that emergency fund first, and then hit the student loans, because if something were to happen, you know, a medical or whatever, you wouldn't have the money. You'd have to borrow, maybe high interest. Maybe you couldn't get that money. So funding that emergency fund or rainy day fund is the first place to go. I would shoot for $1,000 is a good round number to start with.
And you just never know. Like, Steve recently got shocked because he had a medical procedure done and didn't realize how much he was going to actually have to pay. You know, you get insurance and you just assume. Yeah, I know. You assume insurance. Oh, they'll cover everything. And you know, you just never know.
Things come up. You know, Vicky got a flat tire, you know, and a broken window. And, you know, I mean, things happen that you don't expect and you can't plan for. And she's got to have that money sitting there to take care of that. And then
she's a bit of a jinx. I mean, if she doesn't know by now that she needs a rainy day fund just because she's her.
Yeah, I have a pretty, you know, hefty rainy day fund because I am me. I have to have it, otherwise I'm screwed.
So it's the Vicky rainy day fund.
And what do you, what number do you put on for the rainy day fund? How much of somebody's, like,
when you're starting out, like I said, $1,000 would be a good thing. I mean, eventually you would like to get to that, so you have 3 to 6 months of your expenses set aside. So if you had a job change or a medical issue, so you want to shoot for that 3 to 6 months. But, you know, I'd say most people out of the gate, if we can get $1,000, that'll keep us from having to resort to high interest rate type loans.
And you're going to put that in something that you can liquefy pretty quickly. You're not going to put that into any type of savings program that will penalize you for taking it out.
No, just throw it into a savings account. Or when you get to, like, you have more money, you can throw it into a money market and you make a little bit more interest. But it's 100% liquid. You can get to it at that second.
Question from a texter says, how can I raise my credit post-bankruptcy to be able to sign on things with my wife and not screw her great credit score? Mike in Lakewood.
Yeah, so it takes time, right? The bankruptcy is going to be on there for about 10 years. But now we need to start giving some good behavior to balance out that past bad behavior. So it might mean getting a secured credit card. You might have to put a few hundred bucks up as collateral to get a credit card. But start getting some good behavior reported out there, and then time, and then that will take care of itself.
Now, Todd, I've known people that have engaged specific legal companies that specialize in strategy for coming back from a bankruptcy. And I don't know anything about it, but they told me that some of these lawyers were able to really tell you the proper way to respond to the credit company, the credit union, or the FICO companies, if you will, so that you actually have an easier time of some of that stuff falling off from the bankruptcy. I don't know. That's what I have no idea if there's a way to actually be better. Have you heard anything about this, or is that just a scam to get people's money?
I think it's a scam because it is what it is, BJ. I mean, if something on your credit report is not accurate, absolutely dispute that with the bureaus. But if it's 100% accurate, they can't take something off that is accurate, that is true, right? But then you have to start drowning out that bad behavior with good behavior, and that's where you start getting some good loans out there. You don't need to go into a lot of debt, but just a small credit card. And I think in the future, in the near future, we'll see the bureau start to report on utilities and different things, which will be a good thing for consumers, because we all pay our electric bills or gas bills or whatever, but that doesn't go on the credit reports today.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Because, yeah, that is something that obviously we do a good job with. Why shouldn't we get credit for that?
Yeah, and I think that will be changing in the near future. That's a good thing.
That's awesome, because I think of my kids, because they don't have credit.
Yeah.
They don't really have good credit, but they haven't done anything wrong. But they pay
their
bills.
Cell phone, right?
Yeah.
They pay
their rent.
Dad pays the cell phone.
So I think
Dad pays the rent and the cell phone. Yeah,
that's good.
That will change in the foreseeable future.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. That seems very fair, actually.
Yeah. Hope it does. So.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Todd Peach from BECU.org. If you got any questions at all, anything financial, Todd is always happy to answer them for you.
So I want to know, what's the recommended percent of income to invest into a 401k to start?
100%.
Nice. Go broke, people.
I think the cap is, what, 19 grand? I think it's somewhere
19.5. 19.5. And then you have the catch up to take you to 26,
which is
50 and over.
Which is so hard to do. And also, you may not get to do it depending upon what people in your company have. Are you aware of that? Because I always try to put as much money as I can in every year.
Yeah.
I get a refund check because I guess the average employee for my company doesn't put as much in as I can.
You're considered compensated in relation to everybody else in the plan.
So they don't let me put in the full 19.5 and they kick it back to me. But
right.
What if somebody is, I guess, averagely or lowly compensated and they still decided they want to do it? Well, does the government let them at least do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key is to, number one, start early. So hopefully this caller or texter is in their 20s, because I love it when people in their 20s are starting to do it. But if we can shoot for 15% of your income, that would be a good goal to get to, but 10 to 15%, I would say 10% on the low end, 15% if you can get there. Up to that, then to your point, BJ, you have 19.5 is what you can do if you're under 50, and then you get an extra $6,500 over and above that.
We'll talk about the power of that, because, again, if you're 20 years old, you don't think about it, but you got compound interest, obviously, as we talked about.
Yeah.
So let's just say you put an X amount of dollars, and you're lucky enough that you end up, in 20, 30, 40 years, you got $1 million in there because of everything you've been doing. After last year, what happened, I think we had almost like a 20% return.
Yes.
So you're taking a look at what? That you just made $200,000. On interest, if that's what that can do, if you just leave it alone, leave it alone, then you have a year like this, and somebody who's in their 50s or 60s, if they were lucky enough to have $1 million in their 401k or in any sort of savings account, boom, just like that, you have a great year like that, you just made 200 grand.
Yes.
Yeah. For doing nothing.
Yeah. And the thing is that we can actually get to 2 million if we start in our 20s.
So you could have made 400 grand last year for doing nothing.
Yes.
And that is just insane.
Yeah. So, but the key is, like, everybody in their 20s, they think, oh, that's way out there, right? Retirement, I don't need to worry about that. it comes up faster than you think. And if you can just,
oh, I know that.
Just set that money aside, make it automatic, make that 10 or 15% come out, go into a nice equity fund, depending on what fund your 401k has or your 403b or whatever it is. Just set it, forget it, and let it grow. And you'll be very happy that you did that in about 30 years.
Yeah. I mean, you've been really helpful. As much as my daughter and my son may not want to sit down and talk to the financial dude, but you banged it into my head. And so I listened to you and said, look, kids, whether we like it or not, you're going to start doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And because, pretty much I pay for everything for them anyway. So I said, you're going to do this because, hey, this is what's going to happen, or you're not going to get your cell phone anymore. and so far they've done a good job saving. And man, like right now they don't care. But like you said, when they're, in their 40s and 50s.
Yes.
They're going to be like, whoa.
And they start to see that, that money, they're making 20, 30, 40, 50, like you said, BJ, 200,000 last year if you had a million. Starts to add up.
Sure does. Let's go to Matt in Bellevue. Matt, you're on with Todd from BECU. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. So I have a deferred comp loan that I had to take out that's about $30,000 currently, and I'm going to be getting a lump sum payment. I'm just wondering if I should put it towards that deferred comp loan, or should I just max out my deferred comp contributions with that?
So what, can you tell me a little bit more about the deferred compensation loan? I assume that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, so it's interest that I pay back to myself, at least.
So you kind of, did you borrow against a 401k or something, or did you borrow against something?
Yes, I borrowed against it.
Okay.
And he said it was interest he pays back to himself. That confuses me.
So
interest usually gets paid to somebody else but you, right?
Well, no, but see, when you do, so if you borrow, like, say, from a 401k.
Okay.
The IRS has a threshold, they say, like, it's 3% or whatever, that interest that you're paying back to yourself. So you have to replenish that.
Oh, but you're the one getting the interest, too?
Yeah, but the problem is you're losing out on the growth in the market. So you're basically double taxing yourself.
Oh, but that ain't good.
Yeah. So, but back to your question, I think, so there's two things, I guess. If you borrow against the 401k, I'm not going to say it's always a bad thing, because I did it when I bought a house 30-some years ago.
No, in
hindsight, I probably would do it again. It worked out, but not always is going to work out. But if you leave your job, you have a set period of time where you're going to have to pay that back, or you're going to have to withdraw it and pay the penalties. But I would look at getting that loan paid back as soon as you can. So then that money can start to grow tax deferred for you if in fact it is a 401k.
There you go.
Okay, so reduce my deferred comp payment to next to nothing and put it all towards.
Yeah, that way you take the risk away. I mean, the money's still going to be there, but that way, if something were to happen, you wanted to change jobs or whatever, you have that loan paid off and you have that flexibility.
Todd, as usual, the time has run out, and if you did try to get through to Todd, but we couldn't take it, no problem. He will be happy to take your email. Just go to KISW.com, scroll down, you'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. Click on it, takes you right to an email, as well as to a page with a lot of free financial resources that'll give you info about a lot of cool ways to invest your money or take advantage of some savings that you may be able to get. Todd, my friend, until next time.
Thanks, BJ.
Don't forget BECU.org. It's a great place, great credit union. Put your money, do everything you can do in a bank, except you won't get taken advantage of. That's the key. All you got to do is live, work, or attend school in Washington State. You can be part of BECU. Check them out, BECU.org. Todd Peach, everybody.
Thanks, BJ.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.